Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Brad Koenig, an advocate for Domestic Violence Intervention Program. This is part two of a two-part interview, speaking about resources that are available locally. And talking about children, you mentioned prior to our interview here that some area organizations have helped with birthdays or Christmases.
Absolutely. There is the church in Riverside, the United Methodist Church in Riverside, have been great to work with. They have donated just recently 15 Easter baskets that we were able to pass along to children that we were working with their families. Last Christmas, we were able to pass along three new gifts to 18 different children. So there's many, many great things that church has done, and they're also donating items to our upcoming bake sale we are planning.
Can you tell us about when that bake sale is going to be?
Sure. We are having the bake sale April 20th from 2 to 6 at the local Walmart here in Washington. We are going to be setting up outside. We're trying to get some donations to be able to buy things to pass along to victims of domestic violence here in Washington.
And with this, what kind of services do you feel that people need that they might not realize? Maybe they don't need the medical services, but maybe they need some therapy.
Absolutely, and we do provide counseling services. And I do want to mention, too, that if people need to get out of a situation they're in, we do have a shelter in Iowa City that we can transport to. And that is a safe haven. It is a short 45-day stay, but many people do take advantage of that. And there are people that work there that will help people get back on their feet, and try to live more independently and, be able to help get their life to where they can live without an abuser. Like I said, again, with the children, we do provide counseling services, transportation services, we do a lot of things. And people kind of tend to come in and out of our system. Some people just need somebody to talk to. And a lot of people will call when their husband or boyfriend is at work, and they just don't know what to do, They're not alone. Every person, and they do feel isolated, but they're not alone. And that's one thing that we try to do is get our information out there to let people know that there is help available.
And with that, some people may worry that their abuser is going to find out and that's going to have repercussions. Do you still encourage to call right away?
There is another, I'm not huge on statistics, but the 7 times a person tries to leave their abuser before they are successful in staying away. But another thing is immediately following a person leaving their abuser, the crime rate against themselves increases dramatically. Just for the fact that, all of a sudden the abuser has nobody to control, and that's what domestic violence is all about, is control. And, nobody deserves to get beat on, nobody deserves to get hit. People come to me and, he was drunk or whatever, Well, if he gets like that when he's drinking, okay, make the decision not to drink then. It's not an excuse. I make him mad. I didn't do the dishes right. I've heard that before. I didn't have the kids dressed right. Well, what's right? Just because he says this is right doesn't mean that that is right. Women are individuals too. They have a right to an fair, equal life with somebody.
And again, before I let you go, can you share the phone number in case there is anybody that wants to seek help?
Absolutely. The 800 number is 800-373-1043. It is answered 24 hours, 7 days a week. And again, everything we do is free and confidential. This 800 number will get you to an advocate, primarily myself, that serves Washington County. If it is after hours and it is an emergency, somebody still will respond.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. speaking about resources that are available locally. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.